The Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center returns to the Spa Little Theater for six diverse programs that get underway on Sunday at 3 o'clock. The first is Sunday at 3. It's entitled Symphonic Spirit and will feature the music of Ravel, Haydn, Copland, and Schubert. This morning for preview, we welcome two of the musicians taking part in the program. We welcome bassoonist Mark Goldberg and clarinetist Alexander Fitterstein. And it's a great pleasure to have both Mark and Alexander on the program this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. What a great pleasure.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Great to be here, yeah.
All right. So, Alexander, let's begin with you as far of what it's like to be a part of this ensemble and the society and doing these concerts in Saratoga.
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, it's really, it's such a pleasure to play with great musicians. And David Finkel and Wuhan, the artistic directors of the Chair Music Society, have put together a really first-class team. So it's really a pleasure.
What is this first program like? Give us a sense of, it seems very eclectic.
It's an interesting program for sure. And it does... If you look at the programs overall, I think that you can see that there's a lot of symphonic influence. So it's interesting that on this first program, we have this arrangement of the Surprise Symphony by Haydn, as well as this Appalachian Spring, which, while it's in its original version here for 13 players, is also expanded quite often to orchestral size. Later on, I think the following program includes Mendelssohn's Midsummer Night's Dream. And I think it's just a really interesting juxtaposition that David Wuhan had this idea of bringing a lot of kind of orchestral repertoire in chamber music size right next door to an orchestra playing, in orchestra size. So it's interesting.
Give us a sense of how the players are chosen. Will this be the only one of the programs you actually participate in?
Yes. Yes.
So is that the case of most of you do one and then you move...
Well, I think that's the thing that a chamber music society can do, which is put together such a big group. The Copland has 13 players, and so many different instruments. The Ravel, for example, is a harp, and that's the only piece I believe that uses the harp. And doing programs that require so many musicians is kind of a treat to be able to hear and to play in a program like that.
And when you look at the idea that there are so many musicians, at what point do you lobby for it, or do they come to you, or how does that work?
The concept and the personnel start with David and Wuhan.
Okay.
They come to us. Fortunately for everyone, they have an enormous network of people, and they put together really interesting groups. So I'm working with both with old friends and colleagues and with new friends and colleagues. And that's really, it produces such a healthy and vibrant result for everybody, I think. It's really terrific.
How much, when you say in working with them, how much practice do you get? How much do you do? Because you have the day job too, right?
This is my day job.
Oh, okay.
And it has been for a lot of years. We arrived yesterday. From various places. So I was coming up from Lincoln Center, where I was playing with mostly Mozart Festival. Alex, you came in from
Minneapolis.
Yeah. And I know that Tara Helen O'Connor came in from Music at Menlo. I don't think that she was alone coming in from there. People sort of assembled from a lot of different places. And then we come together. And it's great to see old friends, and we sit down and we start to play. So we're rehearsing every day until the concert, and including the day of the concert.
And Alexander, that process for you?
Yeah, I think, one thing that's really been great, especially with the Chair Music Society of Lincoln Center, is that there is enough time to rehearse. We have 4 days, and we spend many hours preparing the program. In many cases, sometimes, especially in the summer, you might have to put together a program much quicker. So this is a luxury to be able to work well, to have enough time to rehearse and to prepare a program.
That's a nice luxury to have, isn't it?
Yes, and especially with a piece like Copland's Appalachian Spring, which involves so many players, and you'll notice that we don't have a conductor.
Right.
We're putting this together, so it requires the time to have a really compelling performance, to have the time to rehearse and work on it.
So without a conductor, who's in charge?
You know, I've been asked this question other times, and my answer to it is actually is that the music is in charge. So at various times, people will have things that demand that they lead or demand that they be in a pivotal role. And at those moments, really what good chamber musicians are really good listeners. And we hear what needs to happen. We hear who needs to be the person that we have to pay attention to.
Yeah.
So
talk to me a little bit about the audience that you have for chamber music, and specifically, have you all played in Saratoga before?
This is actually my second time here.
Okay.
on the Little Theater series. Yeah,
this is my first time.
Okay, so then I'll direct this to you originally, and then I'll go broaden it out a little bit as chamber music as a whole. But talk a little bit about the audience and the audience you go to. Is it similar to the orchestra audience, or is it more specific?
So I would say that the chamber music experience is different than an orchestra experience in some ways. It's far more intimate in general. The halls are smaller, the little theater.
Yes.
Right? And
which means intimate.
Yes, absolutely. And your experience with the music and the making of the music is closer and just more intense. You can see and hear and feel what's going on stage in a different way. I think that what a lot of people may not realize until they come to a concert live is that live music is a communal experience. It's not simply the players on the stage.
Yeah.
Everybody in the audience makes it quiet in the house, right? And when people gather in and listen in, you become part of a very intense and intimate experience.
So they get it. I mean, everybody gets it when they're in there. And if it's your first time,
you're in for something special. That's what I would say.
And you understand it.
Yeah.
Do you think you understand? I mean, this might be a difficult or weird question, but so disregard it if it is. do you think we you were talking about taking some symphonic pieces and putting them into a chamber music setting. Do you think that we become then more intimate with the music and we can understand it better? And are given a way to explore it in a new way?
I think it's a different experience than listening to an orchestra concert. But, you know, having a program like we will have on Sunday where each piece is a different group of players on stage. There's a trio, there's a sextet, six people, and then there is, 13 people, different instruments. So every piece has a different sound world. Whereas mm-hmm. with an orchestra, you might have small differences, but you know, if you're hearing a Beethoven symphony, it's pretty much going to be the same group of instruments.
Yeah. Changing instrumentation on a particular piece is actually an old and long-standing tradition. Mozart, you know, did period arrangements of his operas for, you know, wind band. And I think that it informs you about the music in a different way. Things haven't changed, but they have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And it's a lovely way to hear it and to witness it.
Absolutely.
Well, the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center returns to the Spa Little Theater. The first concert is Sunday at 3 o'clock. It is entitled Symphonic Spirit. You can find out more information about the program and all the programs throughout this month by going to SPAC.org. SPAC.org. Mark Goldberg and Alexander Fitterstein, I thank you very much for being with us. What a great pleasure to have you on the program.
It's been a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Be well. Thank you.
You.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.